Hello, you're listening to Got Clutter, Get Organized. I am your host, Janet M. Taylor, and I want to say hello if you're a regular listener, and welcome if you're listening for the very first time. I hope you're having a great start to your week. Well, this episode, we're going to be talking about the organized closet with Sylvia Duglin, and I'm going to suggest that you get a pen, you get some paper, you get your tablet, because you're going to want to take notes. And of course, I will be sharing my product suggestion, app suggestion, repurpose suggestion, and my book suggestion for this week. My question for this week is, name one thing in your closet that you need to let go of. When I think of that question, I think of the 3-inch slingback red shoes that I have. They're hard to walk in, but they're so cute on my feet. So those are something that I need to let go of. So please share on LinkedIn, on Twitter, on Facebook, what you need to let go of. And then of course, my fact for this week comes from Closet History and Closet Factory. In 1880, ground was broken for the Dakota, a luxurious apartment building in New York that features some of the nation's first reach-in closets specifically designed for clothes. It's difficult, of course, to know the exact point in which walk-in closets were invented. European royalty had enough clothes to fill entire rooms for centuries. So it gives me great pleasure to introduce our guest tonight, which is Sylvia Duglin. And Sylvia is a training professional with over 25 years of platform and curricular development experience. Ms. Duglin has worked with both government and private sector clients as a training consultant and has led training departments for hotel companies. Her government clients have included the U.S. Secret Service, EPA, IRS, D.C. Courts, and the Department of Defense. Private sector clients comprise of URAC, J.P. Morgan Chase, AT&T, and Fannie Mae. Sylvia has been in the hospitality industry for 18 years, beginning as a consultant to Mary Star, Hotels and Resorts, then as Director of Human Resources at Hilton Crystal City. Her career then brought her to the corporate office as Director of Learning and Development, first for Interstate Hotels and Resorts, then Hershey Hospitality and Management. She is currently the Director of Training for Crestline Hotels and Resorts, developing and delivering both classroom training and online learning to executives and management employees throughout their portfolio. She has maintained a long relationship with American Hotel and Lodging Association's Educational Institute as a board member for 5 years. So now I'm going to bring to you my interview with Ms. Sylvia Duglin.
All right. Well, listeners, I am so excited because we're in the fall and we're all going to be start transitioning our closets. I know today I woke up, it's a little chilly, so I had to pull the socks out. So then I started looking, I need to tackle that. But today we have Sylvia Duglin here, and she is the expert when it comes to how we should look professionally, but also, you know, in those occasions where we may have to go to a picnic or, you know, some other function. So Sylvia, thank you so much for joining the listeners.
Well, thank you for having me, Janet. This is terrific.
So before we get started on the questions on regards to what we need to get rid of and keep, how did you get started, you know, helping people, you know, with their look professionally? What made you get started?
I have been in fashion, as my mother would happily tell you, since I was about 5. It started with we used to call it the wheeing skirts in kindergarten, and it's gone on from there. But I've been in fashion since I was a teenager, did modeling and fashion design and all that kind of stuff all through my early 20s and 30s. And as I went to work, dressing was half the fun of going to work. And people would ask me, why do you have this? And how do you put that together? Ask me to help them with events they were going to, or I've got a big meeting, what do I wear? So this has been going on since the 80s. And over the last, I'd say about 10 years or so, I've started to make a business out of it as I've started to transition out of a regular 9-to-5 and start to develop my own consulting and training and image consulting work. So it's been going on all that time.
Wow. So as we transition into another season, which is fall, and even into fall winter, what are some things that we really may have held on to like last fall and winter that we maybe need to let go of?
I think there's a couple of things on that front. Fashion comes and goes. So what's in today is out tomorrow. Then you buy all this trendy stuff that's in this year. This is what's on the runways, all that kind of thing. Or this is what Rihanna wore. All that's lovely, except next year it looks like you bought it last year. So as you're buying things, that you need to think about more about style. I like the cut of those pants. I like the length of that skirt. I like how this fits on my particular body type. And buy a couple of pieces that Rihanna had. I mean, everybody's got to have a little something that's modern and into it. But if you go out and buy a whole wardrobe of things that are out this year, it's going to date you. So be very careful of that. So when you start thinking about what to get rid of, some of those really trendy things from 2 years ago, 3 years ago, that no longer hold sway. The other thing you need to get rid of are things that when you were a size 8 and now you're a 12 or above, that you need to get rid of. Let it go. Unless you are on a super duper eating plan, exercise plan, and, you know, going to the doctor to get your weight off, most people aren't going to get back to the size they were in high school. Let it go. Move on. And as you're buying things, whether they're trendy or not, look at the size you really are. There's no point in trying to fit New York into Boston, as my mother used to say when we were a kid, to trying to fit all this flesh into a size 6 package, and then everything looks too tight, and you look so much heavier when you have things that don't fit you than you would if you had the clothes that fit you well. So when Jen talks about what do you get rid of things that don't fit. Get rid of things that don't suit you anymore. Maybe your lifestyle has changed. Maybe you've got a different kind of a job now, or different responsibility. Maybe you've got a more formal work thing, or now your life is more casual. So look at what am I doing now as I'm moving into the fall season? What do I need to look forward to in terms of work, in terms of home life, in terms of activity? Do I have kids I'm chasing around now, or do I live out in the country and I don't need to have the 5-inch pumps? Look at all that. And as I say about shoes, this is another thing, is people have shoes that are, you've got a 5-inch pumps that you don't want to wear anymore. Somebody wants those shoes. Donation makes a big difference. Things like Dress for Success or some of these kinds of charities that support people who need a pair of pumps, want that business suit, need to have it, somebody who's moving from welfare to work. Those kind of groups are very helpful to people, and your suit that you love dearly can really change somebody else's life because you don't need it anymore.
And you know, and that's so true, Sylvia. I like the way you said, you know, donating, because, you know, but one of the things you really said is about the size, because I find some women, they have 2-3 sizes, and I, you know, I'm trying to, like, look, you need to let go of it. You don't have the space. So I like what you said about really just wearing what really looks good on you, creating a style. And that's what I learned from you. It's like I started looking at what pants and jackets and dresses really look good for my body. Yep. So now I kind of gravitate towards those, and then people really compliment me more because I'm wearing things that really look better for me. So you talked about all the stuff that we need to let go of, but what are some things that we should all have in our closets? And there's one thing which I'm sure you'll list, but one thing I did learn from you, and I'll let the listeners know that.
Okay. One, I saw a couple of years ago, Tim Gunn, who I absolutely love from Project Runway. The man is an expert. The man is fabulous. And he had the Tim Gunn 10, which I have now started to adopt. I give him full credit, the Tim Gunn 10, because it includes some of the things that I think everybody should have. But he says everybody needs a basic black dress. When somebody says, let's go, and you looking, oh my. You need to have a simple black dress that you can dress up, you can dress down, put a necklace on it, and, throw some flats with it. You have some flexibility with it. A day dress, it means a good dress you can wear to work. Doesn't have to be black, but it needs to be a good dress that's well-fitted and it's simple, not something that's floral or has ruffles and things on it, just a simple dress in a color that you love that looks great on you, that makes you feel like a million bucks. You need one of those. A white shirt, a good white shirt, a pair of dress pants, and again, dress pants that fit you, that should skim the body, are a good length that you can wear with flats or you can wear with a heel, something like that. You have some flexibility. All these things give you flexibility. Number five is a trench coat. You need a good coat. I see people with dress, long dresses and a waist length jacket because I don't have a coat. You got to have a coat. You got to have a coat. A trench coat that comes down at least below the knee, if not mid calf, depends on your age and your height, but a trench coat. You need a good black pencil or A-line skirt that you can put the white shirt with, again, a necklace. You can dress it up, dress it down, it's comfortable, and you can wear it a million different ways, and you still got the same skirt if you had to travel or whatnot. You need a blazer. Doesn't have to be a suit, but you can take the pants, the skirt, the blazer, and all be the same, and you can move those things around a million different ways. You need a Tim Gunn talks about a cashmere sweater, a cashmere simple sweater, and it's they're expensive. You can get them sometimes on sale or whatever, but they don't pill, they don't stretch out bad, they hold their color, whatever you've got. Sometimes one investment, a couple of investment pieces is worth it. So a good cashmere sweater that will hold up through the years, again, the right size. Not the wish for size, but the real size. And a sweatshirt alternative and a pair of good jeans. And skinny jeans that come out of in and out of style and look terrible on most people. But a good pair of jeans, not the ones that are all torn up, because you can't wear those if you had the jeans day at work. You can't wear those torn up jeans. They may be trendy, but this is one, again, one of those things that you're going to look back and regret next year or the year after. A good pair of jeans and a sweatshirt alternative. So these are the 10 Tim Gunn's top 10. I'll go back again. A basic black dress, a day dress, a white shirt, a simple black pencil or A-line skirt, a blazer, a trench coat, good pair of jeans, cashmere sweater, and a sweatshirt alternative. And all of these things, you can mix these things around and you're appropriate for most events. If you get, if Janet likes to talk about organizing your things, if you had to be out of town for a week, you put these 10 things in your bag and you're gone, you're fine. You can move around.
That's a great list, Sylvia, because I do have the black dress and you're right. I can wear that black dress with a blazer and I can, you know, do a presentation, do a meeting, but I can also take that same black dress with a different type of more evening type like jacket and put different jewelry on and I'm ready for the night out. So, all right. But one of the things that I did not have in my closet, which I learned from you that I need, is the white shirt. It was like when we were looking for white shirts, I was like, I don't have a white shirt. So yes, the white shirt, but all of those things are great. So listeners, I hope you were taking notes. So Sylvia, in all that you do for your clients, how do you, like, from season to season, because you always look fashionable with everything from head to toe, from your eyewear to your accessories, to your shoes, to everything in between, but how do you, like, maintain always looking sharp? Because, you know, always, even when we're just meeting for a lunch, you look sharp. So how do you maintain that always up-to-date, stylish look without overcrowding your closet?
One of the pieces is that it's style, not fashion. And again, fashion comes and goes. Accessories are key. I wear a lot of bracelets, which is kind of my thing, is kind of picked up from Iris Apfel. But I like bracelets as an accent. You can have something simple and the accessories change the mood of it. It's what Janet was just saying, the same black dress that she wore to the presentation in the morning, that when the client says, you need to go to dinner, you change the jewelry and you keep it moving. It's that same sort of an approach. The jewelry changes everything. I don't have a huge closet. I don't have a walk-in closet that the things like in the dry cleaners with the belt that rolls around. I don't have that. One closet, one dresser, and I got a lot of purses, but that's a different story. And I'm getting rid of some of those when I get back home. It's about how you can move things around and understanding where you're going to be that next day. When I drive home from work, I have a long commute back and forth to work. And on the way back, I think about, what am I wearing tomorrow? Where am I going to be? What meetings am I going to be in? How comfortable do I need to be? Should I be? Or how dressed up do I need to be for who I'm going to be seeing? I buy simple clothes. Again, I'm not buying everything that Rihanna wore this week or the Kardashian this or that. I wear things that are going to stand the test of time. The white shirt, the t-shirt dresses, that kind of stuff. And I have a thing for coats. Now my family teases me unmercifully. I have so many coats, it's ridiculous. But I do make clothes still, and I make coats, and I'm loving them. Printed coats and simple coats and swing coats and things like that. It's also understanding the silhouette that looks best on you. When I was young and slim, then it was one thing. You can have more of the form-fitting dresses and that sort of thing when I was slim like Janet. But those days are over. So I look better in something that swings away from the body. And even if it's a swing-away top and a narrow skirt, it gives you that the different kind of a silhouette. It's understanding, what is my body look like now, and what do I anticipate it looking like over the next couple of years? And I buy for that, and I dress for that. And I dress for something that's comfortable and something that's age appropriate, which doesn't mean you have to dress like an old lady. It's about being fashionable and age appropriate. I am not in the micro mini skirt days are gone. I'm not doing that anymore. But it doesn't mean you have to wear something that's down to your ankles all the time, but you gotta look at what are your best features. And that's the other thing. It's understanding what are your best features. If you've got a great bust line, then you got to work with that. If you not at work, because now people can't focus on your message. So be aware of that. If you got great legs, I always have had great legs, and so I always have something that hits me right below the knee, and I wear a like 3 or 4 inch heel. I'm back down to the 3 inch, I think now. heels. If you've got great skin, if you have a nice waistline, understanding what works on your body, and you dress so the eye will go to that in an appropriate manner for where you're going to be. And that's how I dress. I dress deliberately. It's not a thing where I'm just going to throw something on. As I've said to my friends and family, there is no such thing as I'm only going. You dress as if someone is going to see you. And you dress because this is your brand, your individual brand, and you represent yourself, sometimes your family, sometimes your office, sometimes your organization. And you should put on something, get yourself together a little bit before you go.
You know, and that is so true, Sylvia, because yesterday, as you know, I did a yard sale with a client. Mm-hmm. And I was very conscious about what I wore, even though I knew I was going to be moving a lot of stuff, doing all this stuff. But I had a plain red T-shirt and some black, you know, they were like almost like track pants. But they were the kind where I could brush off whatever debris I might come up against. Mm-hmm. So I was conscious about it because I knew even though it was a yard sale, but I'm still there as a professional. It's not like it's Janet's yard sale. It was my client's. And then I didn't know, you know, every time somebody came up and they started asking her how she did all of this. And she's like, oh, here's Janet, the organizer. So I have to, you know, look that,
right.
That, you know, look that.
You're going to represent.
Yeah, that present. Yeah. So Sylvia, you have given like a lot of tips, information. Actually, you have now inspired me to really tackle my closet a little differently now, really being more strategic about the pieces I keep, but also the pieces I just need to let go of because Janet is just not going to work anymore. So how can people get in contact with you?
You can send it. You can send me an email. It's sylvia.duglin@refinedtraining.net. And I'm happy to work with you.
And listeners, I will have a direct link to Sylvia's email so you can get in contact with her. And just so you'll know, Sylvia is the one I call. Like when I got the Rachel Ray call, I called Sylvia. I said, Sylvia, help. I need help. She let me know what to wear. And even when I do presentations, I will always like, Sylvia, this is what I'm thinking about wearing. And you don't have to be in the same city because we're in two different cities. So basically we do virtual meetings. I throw everything out there on the bed. She's like, oh, that top, that bottom, those earrings, that necklace, those boots, those shoes. So please.
Yep. Reach
out to her. So Sylvia, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Janet. And I will hope to talk to you again soon.
Okay, listeners, was that an informative interview or what? Did you take notes? You know, after that interview, I am really going to be a little bit more strategic on how I organize my closet because I organize my closet at least twice a year. So this time I'm going to be a lot more strategic knowing those tips that Sylvia shared with us. So now I'm going to be sharing a few tips in my Taylor's Tip Time on closet organizing. Number one, get rid of what you're not wearing, what you don't love, what doesn't fit. Get rid of it. Number two, group like things together. Your shirts, your suits, your blazers, your jeans, your leisure wear, your exercise wear. Number three, invest in some good hangers. They always have hangers on sale. Slim hangers actually maximize the space you have in your closet, but also some wooden hangers for your coats and your heavier garments. Number four, use hooks and the back of the door to add storage. I use hooks on the back of my door and I put my jewelry. You can use hooks inside the closet to hang belts, etc. But maximize all of that valuable real estate you have in that closet. And number five is repeat steps one and two. So you always go get rid of stuff you're not wearing, group like things together, and making sure that you invest in good hangers. Now, you don't have to actually go out and buy a whole bunch of hangers right now, but maybe right now invest in some good wooden hangers for those heavier garments. And then when you see a sale, you invest in no slim hangers. So those are my tips for this week's Taylor's Tip Time. Now, of course, for those of you who may always want strategies and tips and techniques on how to organize your life,
why don't you join my Get My Life Totally Organized group? It is where you can get personalized tips and strategies just for you. So you could post a video, you could post photos, you could post a question, and I will respond, giving you strategies to get you from a cluttered space to a clear space. There's no long-term commitment. The first month is just $1 to get you a feel of this, of how the group works. And then after that, it's $7 a month. So join me and other women as we are on this journey to live that organized life. So please go to my website, janetandtaylor.com, for more details. And then maybe you're at a place where, you know, Janet, I really need some one-on-one. I need you to tell me. Now, virtual organizing, for those of you who may not understand it or are even heard of it, is basically where we meet virtually. So we can meet, whether it's via Zoom or another platform, I get to see your space. I get to give you strategies on how to do it. And then we meet regularly. And I give you assignments, you tackle it, you come back, you let me know what you've accomplished, maybe what struggles you've had, and I help you work through them. So because one woman, she actually said, well, you know, Jen, I really need somebody to be here with me. I can't do it by myself. But then after talking with her and letting her know, it's just a matter of deciding. It's not a matter of maybe somebody telling you. It's a matter of making a decision that the magazines that you have not read in 2 years need to go to recycle. Or those bedspreads that have been in the corner forever that you really no longer want to use, maybe they can go to an animal shelter. So it's me helping you strategically decide what to do with the stuff and how to organize the space. So visit my website to sign up for a free strategy session, 15 minutes. That's it. Well, I want to thank all of you for following me via social media, for Instagram, for Pinterest, for Facebook, for Twitter, for LinkedIn. This week, I want you to check out my Pinterest page and specifically my board that's dedicated to organizing the closet to get some strategies and some inspiration on what is possible for you. And this week, today is Monday, tomorrow is Toss It Tuesday. Let's get rid of the shoes. And I'm talking to myself now, but let's get rid of the shoes that are too high or hurt our feet. Let's get rid of them. Let's all vow to get rid of them and post your picture on social media. So now moving on to my app suggestion, product suggestion, and repurpose suggestion, and my book suggestion. So my app suggestion is a glam outfit. It's a free app that helps you organize your closet, find style, inspiration, and plan those outfits as well. Sometimes you may be traveling. Sometimes you may be going to different countries, different cultures, different events. So this helps you do that. And then, of course, my product suggestion is hangers. So visit my Amazon shop and you'll get to see the variety of hangers that are available to you. My repurpose suggestion for this week is going to my repurpose board on my Pinterest page and checking out, you know, how you can repurpose clothes. Somebody used something and created a wine bottle holder. Somebody used jeans and made them into pocketbooks. There's so many different things you can do with the things that you already have. And my book selection for this week is 10 Steps to Declutter Your Wardrobe. Because we can always get rid of stuff. Because they say we wear 20% of our clothes 80% of the time, the rest just hangs there. And my quote for the week is, fashion is art and you are the canvas. Always remember that. Fashion is art and you're the canvas. So you really want to be a little bit more strategic, maybe moving forward in what you wear, which will result in what you keep and what you don't keep. And you can make room for all those things that you love. Well, next week, coming up, we're going to be talking about wig organization and care with Ama Baltimore. I'm excited about that. Also, home organizing office tips and home organizing office tips. And don't forget to sign up for the estate planning series. It's free. So please join me and Roz. And even if you missed one, you can still catch up and listen to the next one. So until next time, I want to thank you so much for listening. And please be sure to share this podcast with your family, your friends, and your social media network. So until next time, I want you to have a clutter-free day, but most of all, have an organized week.
Organization is the quintessential element to a clutter-free life. Join me as we take this journey together. Along the way, we will find the necessary answers to solve your organizing dilemma. My name is Janet M. Taylor, and you are tuned in to Got Clutter, Get Organized.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.